You've got to be kidding me, Ace. Monty drops the scouting report onto his desk in the hotel room. You fired him on a game day? What the hell are you planning to do with Max tonight? It's your night on the mound. I made sure to bring my son in for this meeting, partly because I didn't have anyone else to watch him, and partly because I knew Monty was going to be pissed if I fired another nanny, but would be less furious with Max's chubby-cheeked smile staring back at him. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We had it figured out. There was nothing wrong with Troy. Like hell there was nothing wrong with Troy. After my early morning workout with the team doctor and training staff, loosening up my shoulder for tonight's start, I came back to my room to find my son with a diaper that was hours past due for a change. Add that to the weeks he spent fanboying over my teammates instead of focusing on his job, and I was done. Not the right fit, is all I say in response. He takes a long, defeated breath, and Max giggles at my field manager's frustration. Monty eyes him from across the desk, leaning in. You think this is funny, kid? Your dad is making me go gray. I think that's all you, old man. My 15-month-old son smiles back at my coach while sitting in my lap, all gums and baby teeth. Monty drops the tough guy act as I knew he would, because Max is a soft spot for him. Hell, he's a soft spot for the entire team, but especially for the man sitting across the desk in this hotel room. Emmett Montgomery, or Monty as we call him, is not only the field manager of the Windy City Warriors, Chicago's MLB team, but he's also a single dad. He's never told me the details of how his family came to be, but I would be shocked if his situation were anywhere as absurd as mine. That is, unless he also had a past fling fly across the country almost a year since he last saw her, only to drop the bomb that he's a dad and she wants no involvement before leaving him as a single parent to a 6-month-old baby boy. I try not to take advantage of Monty, knowing he and the entire organization have bent over backwards to make my new family situation work. But when it comes to my kid, I refuse to compromise on who takes care of him while I'm working.
Floor? I ask, taking a swig of my beer as I press the number for my dad's room. There's not a chance in hell he didn't hear me, but still, baby daddy doesn't respond. Should I just guess? I ask. I can press them all if you'd like, and we could take a nice long elevator ride together. He doesn't laugh, or even crack a smile, which is a red flag, if you ask me. His little boy reaches for me, and I've never been one to fawn over kids, but this one is especially cute. He's happy, and after the morning I've had, a toddler smiling at me like I'm the greatest thing to ever exist is surprisingly what I need. His cheeks are so chubby that his eyes almost disappear from his beaming grin as his dad continues to ignore me, pressing his floor number himself. Well, okay then. This should be fun. The longest elevator ride of my life has me concluding that the gorgeous man I rode with has a giant stick up his ass. And when I make it to my dad's room and knock, I couldn't be more thankful that our brief encounter is over. What are you doing here? My dad asks, his face lighting up.
I thought I wasn't going to get to see you again this trip.
I hold up both beer bottles in faux excitement, one empty, one still full. I quit my job,